My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092. You can hit us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads. Two big headlines then, I think, if you're looking at the Browns and trying to figure out what the storylines are going into this game against the Packers on Saturday, which you'll be able to listen to right here on the Browns Radio Network. Of course, preseason action on your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. Brandon Ayuk, we are kind of in a holding pattern to find out what he wants to do. We all know that there's a framework in place between the Browns and the Niners, and we're just kind of waiting on that. And then the other big story, Jeff, is Jameis Winston getting the start in that first preseason game. I want to start with Ayuk, though. You think, and I tend to agree with you, even though we disagree on a lot of things, I tend to agree with you on this, that I think he's going to end up in San Francisco when this is all said and done. I don't know that if
it's starting to feel a little weird, isn't it?
It is. Like, why didn't he take the Browns deal already? Why were, like, originally, and I had heard Steelers, Patriots, Browns, not necessarily
not
in that
order. Yeah.
But everything you had heard, especially going into the weekend, were those are the three kind of teams that seemed to be in play. And then yesterday, it was all about the Patriots and the Browns, and the Steelers were kind of left off on the side. And then as I was going through social media and trying to read some other stuff, there was like, and I'm like, I don't think the Steelers are out of this thing. And so now I'm wondering if this is a, hey, are the Steelers, you know, maybe the Steelers are pushing the price up on the Browns because they don't want to see him in the AFC Central. But when it's all said and done, this is up to Ayuk. I mean, it's up to him. He's the one that's going to make the final decision because there's a contract renegotiation that goes along with this. You know, and then you read the Pro Football Talk headline that, you know, it's starting to irritate Kyle Shanahan, the whole hold-in. And we can see that and how that would play out, knowing that, you know, how just kind of knowing a little bit about Kyle while he was here. And I think he would have been a fantastic head coach if they would have, you know, stuck it out and left him here rather than having to have him come up with a PowerPoint presentation to escape from his contract with the Browns. But, Jeff, why do you think he's staying?
Oh, I don't necessarily think that. If I had to bet, that's what I'd bet on.
Okay, why?
Because they need him. And it feels like he needs them. I think he's just making a money ploy. Rather than wanting to be traded, starting to feel like he's just really looking for money. And I get that. You know, you're a freelance contractor. You know, you need to get paid. Now he is going to get paid. He's under contract for next year this coming season for $14 million. So he has a contract. It's that whole, you know, here we go. We're going to try and get a new contract, even though we have a contract. Amari Cooper settled his situation very quickly. We'll see what he did, what they do here. I would think he ends up back in San Francisco. That's just my gut.
And if that's the case, I think the part that bothers me is the whole Amari Cooper's name kind of getting dragged through this.
And, like, and Kendrick Bourne, who was one of the players in New England who they talked about potentially going to San Francisco, who was a Niner.
Yeah, I get it. I don't care about Kendrick Bourne. I care about Amari Cooper. I care about the Browns. And does it just make sense that, I mean, it'd be one thing just to speculate and go, well, the only way San Francisco is going to want to do this deal is with Amari Cooper because they want to make sure that this is plug and play if they're going to make a trade on who they think is their best wide receiver. And I get that. I think it's okay for us to maybe assume that he would be the guy. But like you and I sat here yesterday and we're like, is there any way he isn't a part of this deal? And, you know, he just came up with a incentive plan for this season. You know, he'll be a free agent next year. Then you start wondering what the Browns' long-term plans are with him. Now you're like, there's a whole psychological warfare going on here that Brandon Ayuk is kind of using Amari Cooper. At least that's the way I see it.
Now, see, that's taking it too far. He's
think it's taking it too far. I don't.
Doing anything, Andy. He's looking for a contract. That has nothing to do with him and Amari Cooper.
Well, it's dragging Amari through the mud because Amari doesn't deserve that. Why?
That's not Brandon Ayuk's fault.
If Brandon Ayuk knows that he's going to stay in San Francisco,
he doesn't.
Well, then what's he waiting for? What is he waiting for then? Why? If the Browns
because
had
he wants a contract.
Well, what did we just hear?
It's called a holdout, or in this case, a hold in.
I get it. I just think it's shady when it comes to whoever decided that Amari Cooper's name needed to be put into this thing.
My guess is that would be Andrew Berry.
You think Andrew would throw Amari's name out there?
No, not,
do you think,
not to the media.
I don't think Andrew Berry wants Amari Cooper's name out there in this situation, especially based on what they just went through. He's your number one wide receiver. Like, why would you want to walk into a season? It's the same theory.
I don't think you want to, but if you're talking to them about Brandon Ayuk, Amari Cooper's name's going to come up.
I get that, but I also think that's a conversation between the Niners and the Browns. Like, why is did that get leaked? Why is that information out there? Like,
you'd
why
have to ask,
I mean, they do
have
this
to
all
ask
the time.
Whoever leaked it.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't see the Browns. I would thinking more that would come from the San Francisco side of things than I would the Browns side of things. Andrew Berry's run a pretty tight ship as far as letting rumors get spread on these kind of stories. They have. They've been really good about this kind of stuff and not causing drama when they don't need the drama. I just, to me, the more this goes on, you know, I know what kind of a player he is, but I know it's the diva position, but how much longer are you going to wait on this thing? Like, I kind of understand why the Patriots are like, we're done. See ya. Turn the page. Do the Browns need to do the same thing?
No.
Just sit there in limbo? You're good with that?
You're not in limbo. You have Amari Cooper. You're not in limbo.
If you made an offer and put the framework in place, you're waiting.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are. You're waiting, Jeff.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You can put it out there and say this. Hey, there you go. If you're interested, call. We're moving on here.
Yeah, that's just it. You said it. Bungo. We're moving on.
Yeah, we're not waiting. We're moving on, but our offer is sitting there. You want it, call me.
And then they come back and say, we want more, we want less. Are the Steelers driving the price up by having the Steelers' name back in this in the last 24 hours, 48 hours? I think they were in it the whole time, but who knows? Who knows? Do you expect an answer by today? What do you think this thing's going to get settled?
I have no idea. I'm not close enough to the Brandon Ayuk situation to know. All I know is that the Browns to me are a likely destination. If you look around the league at where he could have possibly ended up, I would think the Browns would of course be on the list. And the reason I say that is because you just had a quarterback or a wide receiver who wanted a new contract, and he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. And it would be really nice if you're the Browns if you can get something for him rather than let him walk away. And if that happens to be a 26-year-old wide receiver who most folks think is at least as good as Amari or in the same category, why wouldn't you?
All right, so dumb observation here. Feel free to make fun of me as you deem necessary. If what we're reading is true, where the ball is truly in Brandon Ayuk's court of, hey, you are to talk to these teams, work on an extension, and then we'll work out a trade for those things. Don't you think Brandon Ayuk would already be on a team if he's the one who's making the phone calls to get said extension?
Yes. Unless there isn't enough money. He wants more money.
Unless he wants more money. But you would think, if you're hearing, and again, believing what you hear, that the Patriots were willing to make him a top five wide receiver, he said no to that. Right? That's why the Patriots ended up backing out.
Yeah,
because he's the one that's holding all the cards.
So if, in fact, they actually were going to make him a top five wide receiver, what's he doing?
Well, and so,
that's why I think San Francisco.
So that's the interesting part of this. So then I think that tells you that money is not what he's looking for. If the Browns were the ones who are next to be negotiating with him, with the amount of money that they have, the way that they move things around, and we all know that the way that the Browns are, if there's one thing we could say about Jimmy Haslam, you cannot call him cheap. If you need proof of that, look at the locker room, look at the roster, look at the fully guaranteed contracts, look at everything else.
I don't think you can blanket statement say that money's not what he's looking for. My guess is it's exactly what he's looking for with the team that he wants to get it from.
So if that's the case and the Browns made an offer, it's over. You turn the page.
I partially wonder if that's where we are.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't heard the Browns are out of it yet.
Although
on Pro Football Talk, they've written that the Patriots are out and the Browns could soon be as well. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But if I were the Browns and I really wanted Brandon Ayuk, I would say, hey, here's our offer to Brandon and here's our offer to the Niners. You guys change your mind, give us a call. And then you go about your business. And then if you get a phone call, that puts the Browns in a little bit more of a position of power.
All right, let's continue on with this conversation. We have a couple phone calls. One very interesting phone call that I'm looking at that I want to take when we come back here on the other side. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Here's the situation. We're kind of just waiting. We're waiting on Brandon Ayuk because we have heard stories that the Browns have a framework deal done. That they have already handed to San Francisco, and that if you want to do this, we could do this. And San Francisco is like, well, it's up to Brandon because you're going to be doing a contract extension on that, so they can't negotiate what the future is going to be like in San Francisco. Do you think he's going to just end up in San Francisco when this is all said and done? The more I kind of just lean into this, and watch, 5 minutes from now, we'll be totally wrong, and he'll end up with either the Browns or the Steelers. But the more this thing kind of lingers, it doesn't feel good for the Browns. But that's just my opinion. I want yours. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One, Jameis Winston getting the start for the Browns in the first preseason game and against the Packers. On Saturday, we're going to talk about that coming up here in a second. We still want to continue this conversation about Brandon Ayuk and what's going on there. Steelers still seem to be involved. Does time mean anything? We both could be dead wrong, that when it's all said and done, he ends up back in San Francisco.
If I had to bet on a team, that's where I would bet that he ends up.
Yeah.
And we could be completely wrong.
With an extension?
I didn't say that.
No, I'm asking. I'm asking you to say something.
I would think a little bit of an extension.
It'll be interesting to see. I just think the longer this goes out, unless the Browns change the framework, I don't know why you would think he's coming to the Browns at this point. But then again, I think Steelers fans probably felt this way yesterday. Johnny the Barber is sitting in Pittsburgh. Johnny, how are you?
Hello, Johnny.
Gentlemen, first-time caller, love your show.
Thank you. Thanks for joining in.
Yeah, I'm calling directly from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm a barber here. We're a Browns barbershop, Ohio State barbershop.
Oh, so that's awesome.
In Pittsburgh?
Why not?
You got a lot of free time on your hands. I can't imagine Steeler fans coming into the Browns barbershop to get a haircut, even though you give the best haircuts in Pittsburgh.
Oh, deep down, they know their team's mid. Deep down, they know. What? I'm calling. Well, your sister station in Pittsburgh, mainly Andrew Filippone. Mm-hmm. He says it's a done deal, and all these Pittsburgh fans are drinking this sweet maraschino wine, just listening to it. But I want to see him go anywhere but Pittsburgh. But if he goes to Pittsburgh, like if you add a diamond to a turd bowl, is it still a turd bowl?
Good question.
It's a fine question, I guess. I would think the answer is no.
They cut me off.
No, you're good, Johnny. You're back. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't know that was bad to say.
Sorry.
They're a mid team, and the AFC is just so stacked. I mean, you could, and you don't think what they trade for him is going to deplete the team even more than it really is? I mean,
if they do, you're saying if the Browns send Amari Cooper, that's what your question is? Is that what you're saying there?
No, I'm saying if the Steelers would send anything for the team, they would deplete it.
Yeah,
The Browns are stacked. The Browns are stacked. I mean, if you don't see that, I mean, as a Pittsburgh fan, you're in delusion.
All right, Johnny, thank you. Call anytime, my friend. Please call again.
Hey, thanks, Johnny. Take care, Johnny.
Talk to you soon. All right, Johnny the Barber, checking in from Pittsburgh. We have reporters that are entrenched. Is that what it is?
Right there, behind enemy lines.
That's good stuff. I don't know. Filippone's losing his mind, huh? Or he's saying that it's a done deal that he's going to Pittsburgh. I had heard plenty of those things going into yesterday prior to the Browns have the framework and, New England's in it. Now all of a sudden New England's out. Oh, wait, Pittsburgh's back. So I don't know. Maybe we'll hear something today about this situation. But if not, it's probably the way Jeff has laid it out. The Browns said, here's the deal. If you want it, let us know. If not, we got to move forward, right? That's what you said.
I could see here's our offer, and it's a standing offer. If you both want to do it, call us. I could see that. I don't know that that's the case, but you know, would you rather have, and it doesn't even come down to me, Andy, this. It doesn't come down to, would you rather have Amari Cooper or Brandon Ayuk? To me, it comes down to, would you rather have Amari Cooper under contract for 1 year or Brandon Ayuk under contract for four? That's what it comes down to me. And if I were the Browns, I'd rather have Brandon Ayuk under contract for four.
And then he would be, what, 31 when that's all said and done, right?
30? Yeah, he's 26 right now.
Yeah, so...
He'd be 29, right? Maybe 30 going to the next season?
Yeah, there's no math.
Whatever the multi-year contract is, you know. I'd rather have Ayuk under contract multi-year.
All right, I want to turn the page and talk about the other big story, that Jameis Winston's going to start for the Browns in the first preseason game against the Packers. Kevin Stefanski talked about that and made that announcement yesterday. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, I go back to what Mary Kay Cabot told us yesterday, and I hadn't thought of this, because Mary Kay said, well, is he's still coming back? And I thought, okay, is there a problem? And she didn't think that there was necessarily a problem, but she thought he wasn't quite ready yet, perhaps. And I thought, okay, I guess that's one reason that he wouldn't play. And that's why she wouldn't play him, because she thought he still had work to do in his comeback. I've been working under the assumption, and apparently wrongly, that he was good to go. If he's not good to go, Andy, should you even be starting Jameis Winston in the first preseason game if you're trying to protect him? I would play Jameis. But, you know, could this be what we're looking at? I mean, if Deshaun isn't playing, and you can pick the reason why, is the reason he's not playing because he's not ready yet physically to play at that level? Well, if that's the case, then he's got about a month to get ready. And he better hustle up and, you know, heal up. And if not, then Jameis Winston's your starter on week one against Dallas. I don't expect that to be the case. But I just wonder, okay. Or are you taking the approach, yeah, we're not going to expose him to injury in the preseason, which is okay. You know, that's a choice. I that could be the reason why, too. And if that's the reason why, fine, I understand it. I don't agree with it. I would play him, because I think he needs to play. But if that's what they're choosing to do, that's fine.
I think Kevin has to look at a number of factors on whether he wants to play Deshaun Watson or not, in this game in particular. Again, I go back. History tells me that he's probably going to play him in the game against Seattle, at least a quarter, if not into the second quarter.
And that's the game I don't know that I would play him.
I agree with you. That's the game I don't know that I would play him in either. But history will tell you, if you go back and look at last year's game against Kansas City, they played him there. And I don't know if that's just a, hey, we want to get a good look at you right now. I also think that he's going to get plenty of work against Minnesota in the combined practices. I think that when Kevin has to make a decision on this one, he's got to take a lot of factors into consideration. One is what Mary Kay Cabot told us yesterday. Look, he's coming off of injury. They think he's healthy. They feel like everything's going in the right direction. Why would we want to mess with that for 10 or 15 plays? He said 10. Scott Petrick was talking about 15 plays the other day. But, you know, why would we want to mess with that for 10 plays in a meaningless preseason game number one where we're trying to figure things out? And, oh, by the way, I don't feel real good about my offensive line, because if I'm going to put my number one quarterback out there, I want to make sure that I've got the starting five I want to use for week one to protect him. I've got a huge investment in my quarterback. I better make sure that my offensive line is 100% intact. If he doesn't think his offensive line is 100% intact, and that he's putting if he's putting Deshaun Watson out there with guys that aren't starters, or guys that are kind of fighting for a job, or guys that could make mistakes that you're a little concerned about that could get your quarterback hurt, I think there's there's two edges to that. Then one, you don't want to get your quarterback hurt, and two, you're trying to ramp up your offensive line in case somewhere down the road you've got to use some of those guys. So, really, the only way I'm using him in game number one preseason is if he's 100% healthy, and I know that I want to just get him some reps, so maybe a quarter in this game, and I know the offensive line I really want to put out there with him on game number one is ready to go, then I would do it. But if Kevin's missing both parts of that equation, then don't do it. And so maybe that's where he's looking at it. I you know, from what I saw on Sunday, Deshaun looks right. Does he look great? No, he looks like a quarter. He looks like a starting quarterback that can put zip on the ball and can get the ball down the field, and it's kind of what, you know, I think we want him to be. But again, it's one practice. I was also watching on 7-on-7s. There were no offensive linemen on the field, and he was just zinging the ball down the field, and I was like, okay, good. Like, this is what he should be right now.
Well, that's as good as you could do in the situation that he was put into, so that's great.
Does that make you so I wonder what this means for game number two against Minnesota. I think he's going to get his work in against Minnesota during the week when they're practicing together.
Well, Andy, it's
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's better because you can control things and blah, 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 blah. Oh, I'm sorry.
You can't.
I went into coach speak about scrimmages against other teams.
But that's true. It's not just coach speak. It's reality.
Yes, that's very true. Yes.
If you were a head coach, you would say the same thing.
Yes, I certainly would. Yes.
Well, what would you do if you were a head coach then? If you,
Andy, I think the guy needs to play. He's played 12 games in 3 years. I am playing him. There. End of story.
He's playing in practice every day.
I'm playing him in games.
So someone who's an upstart young go-getter who is fighting for a spot on the team that's hoping to make it as a special teams player can go in and blast the other quarterback named Deshaun Watson and knock him out for a little while. Because Deshaun really has nothing to gain other than just going out and playing a little bit.
Other than proving to his teammates that he's the man? No, he has nothing to gain.
I think he doesn't need to do that. I think they know he's the man.
Really?
Yes.
Well, they saw more in 12 games than I did.
If he's your quarterback, you better believe he's the man. Because it's inherent because of what the coach is. If the coach decides to put a quarterback out there for the first snap of the first game of the regular season, he doesn't have to do anything. He is the man.
I'm sure the Jets felt that way about Zach Wilson last year.
Is that what they wanted to do? No.
No, but it's what they had to do.
Because their starting quarterback got hurt.
And in this case, because you gave your starting quarterback the biggest contract ever.
How bad do you want to see Jameis Winston play, Jeff?
In a regular season game?
Yeah.
I don't. That means Deshaun Watson is healthy and playing well.
But you're pretty high on him. Yeah?
I think Jameis can play. I think he's had a very odd set of circumstances since he threw for 5,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 30 interceptions in Tampa. Odd set. Hmm. Biggest odd thing is Tom Brady comes to Tampa. Then he goes to New Orleans. He got dinged up a couple of times. Then they brought in Derek Carr, and he never got the opportunity in New Orleans or earned the opportunity in New Orleans that I thought that he would flourish in.
All right, what are your thoughts on Jameis Winston getting the start this first preseason game? What are you expecting? Do you feel comfortable with him as the backup? I mean, we know we had the ultimate backup last year in Joe Flacco, other than the interceptions. We had the ultimate backup in a guy that helped lead this team to the playoffs last year. Now you're looking at Jameis Winston, and he's going to get the start. What are your thoughts on that? 216-474-0092 plus Chris Rose will join us in the next hour of Baskin and Phelps. If you were a head coach, you would say the same thing.
Yes, I certainly would. Yes.
Well, what would you do if you were a head coach then?
Andy, I think the guy needs to play. He's played 12 games in 3 years. I am playing him. There. End of story.
He's playing in practice every day.
I'm playing him in games.
So someone who's an upstart young go-getter who is fighting for a spot on the team that's hoping to make it as a special teams player can go in and blast the other quarterback named Deshaun Watson and knock him out for a little while. Because Deshaun really has nothing to gain other than just going out and playing a little bit.
Other than proving to his teammates that he's the man? No, he has nothing to gain.
I think he doesn't need to do that. I think they know he's the man.
Really?
Yes.
Well, they saw more in 12 games than I did.
If he's your quarterback, you better believe he's the man. because it's inherent because of what the coaches. If the coach decide to put a quarterback out there for the first snap of the first game of the regular season, he doesn't have to do anything. He is the man.
I'm sure the Jets felt that way about Zach Wilson last year.
Is that what they wanted to do? No.
No, but it's what they had to do.
Because their starting quarterback got hurt.
And in this case, because you gave your starting quarterback the biggest contract ever.
How bad do you want to see Jameis Winston play, Jeff?
In a regular season game?
Yeah.
I don't. That means Deshaun Watson is healthy and playing well.
But you're pretty high on him. Yeah?
I think Jameis can play. I think he's had a very odd set of circumstances since he threw for 5,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 30 interceptions in Tampa. Odd set. Hmm. Biggest odd thing is Tom Brady comes to Tampa. Then he goes to New Orleans. He got dinged up a couple of times. Then they brought in Derek Carr, and he never got the opportunity in New Orleans, or earned the opportunity in New Orleans, that I thought that he would flourish in.
All right, what are your thoughts on Jameis Winston getting the start this first preseason game? What are you expecting? Do you feel comfortable with him as the backup? I mean, we know we had the ultimate backup last year in Joe Flacco, other than the interceptions. We had the ultimate backup in a guy that helped lead this team to the playoffs last year. Now you're looking at Jameis Winston, and he's going to get the start. What are your thoughts on that? 216-474-0092, plus Chris Rose will join us in the next hour of Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.